This is, once again, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Happy Friday, folks. Eddie Greer, the host of this podcast, All Things K-State sports. You're listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here this morning or whenever you listen to this podcast here on the show. Okay, the postcast of women's volleyball just this moment. And don't forget to, I haven't said this very often, but of course, like, subscribe, share it with your K-State friends. That helps me out a lot. Well, I wouldn't say a lot, but it helps spread the word about this podcast. You probably can tell I'm a little bit more excited than usual. My other team won last night. Atlanta Falcons pulled off another late game heroic comeback over division opponent Tampa Bay. And we are sitting up top in the NFC South. Oh my goodness, folks. Cannot believe what I watched last night. Really just October, yesterday between that Mets and Brewers game, the Falcons and Bucks crazy ending, oh my goodness, that's something else, but that's another conversation probably for my other podcast, for the original EG3 podcast, shameless plug right there, but I'm gonna do it anyways here. If you want to know what's going on as I'm getting ever so closer to the Chicago Marathon, you can check that out, the EG3 podcast, on the same platforms wherever you listen to your podcast. Meanwhile, K-State Nation flipping it back over to the postcast of women's volleyball last night. But same cannot be said about, unfortunately, for the women's volleyball team losing on the road to Texas Tech in Lubbock last night. In four sets, they won the first set. They won a set in this one. But unfortunately, they forced a fourth set there in the third set, but couldn't get it to five there. Four sets last night in United Supermarkets Arena last night. 25-18 in set one, 25-21 set two, and then K-State with their backs against the wall in the final in the third set, avoided getting swept. Huge 25-18 win, and then, of course, the Red Raiders win by 10 in set four by the count of 25-15 there. Ella Larkin, another individual for K-State Women's Volleyball, reaching milestone, folks. 1,000th career dig. Three more players turning double doubles in this match as well. Of course, for those that don't know, Ella Larkin came a product from Mays, Kansas. We've heard that city before on this podcast on here in the state of Kansas. Well, I live in Casey, Missouri, but over next door in Kansas. In this match, 11 with 11 digs to go to reach that 1,000th mark there as well. And she got to that number in the third set there. And, of course, Ella Larkin, she's played so well this year for this team. 17 digs on the night, 189 digs total already. Through the course, I believe in, if I can pull K-State's overall record, 12 games, Ella Larkin, 189 digs. First year at K-State. She's the one that transferred over from LSU. So remember, LSU, she had what? Going back down this list here, 817 digs with LSU. So she was one of those transfers this year to this team already. Liz Gorjowski continues her terrific play during the stretch. 21 kills was a career high. Well, she got a career high last night in 21 kills. Third straight match with double-digit kills, 14 digs along with that. And for Gregorowski, of course, for those that don't know that are new to this podcast, she is from Appleton, Wisconsin. Another Wisconsin product there as well. Ava LeGrand, Izzy Swietzki, double-doubles. Remember, on the last postcast, they both achieved that against the win over UCF, so that this combination again getting hot and staying that way in a losing effort. 14 digs for Izzy in this one. Let me see if I can find LeGrand's numbers on the stat sheet. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer, unfortunately, your volleyball team, we lost to Texas Tech 3-1. Eddie Greer the third here on this Friday edition of the podcast, and I failed. I got too caught up last night. What was going on with the lone wild card game? Mets and Brewers' dramatic finish there. And of course, my team pulling out another dramatic late game heroics there against the Bucks last night. I will get the golf recap, or the final round, actually, of the Blessings tournament, which I recorded yesterday, and I was meaning to get to that, but got caught up in sports. That's what sports bring you here. But back to women's volleyball down in Lubbock last night. Ava LeGrand, 18 assists last night, 12 digs. And the Wildcats, actually, look at the numbers. You could have thought that the Wildcats won this ball game, 59-50 and kills in a 74-60 advantage there, but Texas Tech somehow made more plays there to win this game. So again, I hate to sound like a broken record when it comes to the podcast, but you know, just again, looking at the numbers and everything else like that, seeing how this team is playing, again, it's back to what has been a trend in 2024 so far for K-State women's volleyball. The other team just making a little bit more plays than they are right now. So Jason Manfield last night, and we'll wrap this postcast with this. Quote, congrats Texas Tech. They are a veteran team, and they play like it, making very few errors tonight. I thought we had a good week of practice and prep for this match, but making 10 attacking errors in the first set was not the start we wanted. The second set wasn't much better with nine, but I thought we battled. I was happy with the girls' response in the third set and thought we played really aggressive and clean volleyball. We unfortunately didn't carry that momentum into the fourth set and got outplayed. We have a very short turnaround to play good Iowa State team. Hopefully we can learn and move on quickly to compete better on Saturday. Iowa State seems the theme this week for K-State sports, exception for the football team. The football team is off. K-State soccer, of course, is competing in Ames this weekend. But on this side of the coin, the volleyball team will host, back in Manhattan, Kansas, Iowa State. Iowa State will go into that match undefeated in Big 12 play, 8-5 for them. And for those that are going to be in town this weekend, obviously there's no football, but there will be, I think, is there tennis? I think tennis is on the road, if I remember correctly. Don't quote me on that, but tennis, no, it's golf. It's golf and tennis in action this weekend. Golf is traveling back out west still, and tennis, I believe, is staying close to Manhattan. I got to double back on checking. Anyways, no football, volleyball, home match, Saturday afternoon at 4 Central Time against Iowa State. This loss for K-State drops them to 3, hang on a second here. Had that record up. Yes, K-State, I should know it by now, but 3-9. That's not funny. 3-9 overall in it. List loss, conference loss drops them 2-1-2 on the season. Now, Iowa State comes to Morgan Family Arena Saturday afternoon, so you're in Manhattan for the weekend. Oh, I know students probably going out of town with football, seeing the folks and whatnot, which it is totally fine, obviously, but if you're sticking around this weekend, for those that are sticking around, definitely support your team. 4 o'clock, Morgan Family Arena, huge game, obviously against your other rival, Iowa State. So that's what we're looking at there. But K-State, despite L. Larkin's achievement, milestone achievement of 1,000 digs, I believe. Yep, 1,000 digs. K-State, unfortunately, women's volleyball lose 3-1 against Texas Tech last night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're not having a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Again, football is off. And it, again, next week, across the board, including you throw in myself going to Chicago to run the Chicago Marathon, the 46, running the Chicago Marathon. Holy smokes, it's going to be a amped up week across the board. So definitely, if you, again, you like what you're hearing, make sure you definitely like and subscribe. Tell a fellow K-State friend about this podcast. That's going to wrap things up right now in this postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. And don't forget it, again, you want more bonus content. And speaking of baseball and all that other stuff, playoff baseball and all that other stuff, obviously, I will try to squeeze, we'll try between myself and Alistair to try to squeeze in something early next week. I don't know. Right now, over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S Podcast. I'm not sure right now because right now I'm getting locked in for the Chicago Marathon next weekend. So we'll see. And of course, Kansas City Royals making it to the American League Division Series to face the Yankees. So a lot's going on. And of course, the Chiefs play on Monday night. So a lot's happening. So I'm not sure. But last week, we were able to record a podcast. So definitely check it out. Bonus content of the Pearl Project Podcast. And we'll see. Maybe I'll hop over there and do something myself over there. We'll see. We'll just have to see about that. But right now, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all here this weekend. Gats.